All right, talking with Amir Khan, who is the student manager for LSU men's basketball, the new student manager. Amir, tell us just first of all, how did you kind of fall into, I don't want to say maybe fall into this, but how did this become such a thing where you've become a sensation? You're the most famous student manager in all of college athletics, and obviously it started during that 2024-25 McNeese men's basketball season where the Cowboys ended up making it to the second round of the tournament. How did that all start?
Yeah, so it started actually late that season, February 2025. And we were just walking out like every other game. I've been walking out with a speaker. That was my second year at that point, late into the season. So every game for the first two seasons, walking out with a speaker, you know, business like usual for the walkouts. But that game day, they played a song that happened to be my favorite song. And then I just started rapping the lyrics. Some of the players picked up on it, and they just told me to continue rapping it, like rap the whole song. And so I did that, and they were just getting, you know, hyped because it was a kind of an underground rapper, so they didn't expect it. And and then the video got posted, which I didn't know about, a few days later, and it's just been a thing ever since.
And so I would imagine Will Wade embraced this 110%, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm very appreciative of him for doing that because, you know, he didn't have to. You know, it could definitely be viewed as a distraction, but he let me take advantage of every opportunity. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that.
So last year you went to North Carolina State for a little bit and then came back to McNeese. What happened there?
Yeah, nothing, you know, crazy. So, yeah, I got in over there as a student, but then when I got in a few months later, I got the transfer credit report. And just because McNeese is such a smaller school than NC State, a lot of the classes, you know, they didn't have the same class over there. So it was hard for some of the credits to transfer over. And that's all it was. And it kind of pushed me back a little bit, but also just wanted to be back at McNeese. You know, NC State was, I loved Riley. It was good. But, you know, and McNeese had a special feeling for me because it was home. And I had so much love for McNeese. So just wanted to go back and finish out the season with McNeese. And, yeah, that meant a lot to me to be back there and be able to go back.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. So McNeese is the hometown school. I lived, grew up 5 minutes away from the campus. So that's where home is. And, yeah, that's why McNeese is so special to me.
How fun was it to see, you know, obviously you've probably been following McNeese athletics since you were a little kid, to see them become such a national story?
Yeah, it meant a lot to me. You know, the first year of being a student manager, the 23-24 season, us making the NCAA tournament. And I never thought I'd see McNeese at the NCAA tournament, or not at least for a long time, you know, because it hadn't happened until like 20 years before then. So, so finally, to say I was a part of the team that made the tournament means a lot to me. And then, you know, the next year we went, and it meant a lot again, being there at Southland Champions. But also we had this feeling like, you know, we were as good as, you know, any team that we'd face. Obviously, we had a lot of guys who played Power 5, came from Power 5 school. But not only that, but like even with the players, Christian Schumay, who was at McNeese, and a few of the other guys we had from the year before, like we felt like we were as talented as any team. So we, you know, kind of it was cool being the underdogs, but also it was like, you know, we felt like we belonged there, and that's why it was so special when we got that first one.
So now you're heading to LSU. Was this getting the opportunity to be the student manager there? Was this something that was easier? Were there hoops that you had to go through, or how did this all come about that you're going to be reunited with Will Wade?
Yeah. So when I saw coaches going back, going to LSU, I congratulated him. And, you know, I knew that LSU was a special place to him, and he loved his time in Baton Rouge. And as an LSU fan, you know, it means a lot that he was there. You know, me being an LSU fan is the reason I became a student manager in the first place, because I wanted to work for Coach Wade. So when I congratulated him, you know, he texted me back. And then a few days later, you know, I reached out to him about possibly joining him as a student manager. You know, I have one more year left. So being at LSU, you know, it's fulfilling a dream of mine. Yeah, you know, it's something I wanted to do. And he was right away. He said, yeah, like, let's get this done. Let's get you here, you know, as soon as possible. And we'd love to have you. And that just means a lot to me because Coach Wade is someone I look up to. And, you know, I have a great relationship with him. So I had to take the opportunity to continue working with him this time at LSU.
What is it about Will Wade that makes you want to be a part of what he's doing?
Yeah, I would say, he's a winner from that point of view. He's won everywhere he's gone. But in terms of, like, who he is and my relationship with him, he's just a great person to be around. I mean, he has a great personality, and he's just a positive person. I think the thing that, means a lot to me is that how much respect he has for student managers. You know, he's one of the best coaches in college basketball, and he treats us like, we're on the same level with him as a person, even though he obviously, like you said, he's one of the top coaches in college basketball. We're student managers, we're trying to climb up that totem pole. So he just treats us with respect, and it means a lot. And, just having that relationship with him, with someone I look up to, and wanted to continue to learn from him. Obviously, he's one, like I said, he's one of the best coaches in the nation. So it was just too good of an opportunity to pass on.
Give us an idea of what your role will be like. Is it going to be similar to what it was at McNeese, or anything different? And have you thought about what, how the boombox is going to look, or just how this is going to go on game days?
Yeah, my role is the same as it was at McNeese, just being student manager, doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, helping set up practice, helping players during their, individual shooting workouts, and doing laundry, all that sort of stuff, setting up things. It'll be the same as it was at McNeese. And in terms of the boombox, really, I don't even know if that's something that we're going to do this year. Obviously, if it gets to game day and it's just – it's something that the player wants, the team wants. Obviously, I'd love to do it, but I'm really just coming here to enjoy the experience of being a student manager, and I'm not really focused on a lot of the other stuff. But I'm excited to find being the purple and gold on that first game day. It'll mean a lot to me, and whenever I see that first crowd there, it'll be a dream come true.
And I don't want to get into, the financial compensation or whatever, but you had NIL deals at McNeese. You feel you're going to have some at LSU?
Yeah. A lot of the NIL deals I had, they were brand deals. So I guess they were labeled as NIL deals because I'm a student manager. But a lot of them were just brand deals with other brands. Obviously, I didn't have anything from the McNeese Athletics. And the same thing with here. Over here, I'm just a regular student. I'm paying my way here for school. I'm paying my way here for, living, everything like that. But in terms of brand deals, if they come, LSU is the biggest brand in sports. So if brands reach out to me about potentially doing a deal, I'm definitely open to that. But a big thing that I want to do this year in my last year as a student manager is also help student managers across the country, including our student managers over here at LSU, the ones back at McNeese, them get NIL deals, because it meant so much to me when I got that first NIL deal. It meant a lot. So I want other student managers to have that feeling. And while, we'll continue on the work side, we'll continue to be behind the scenes, but why not use that the platform you have of being on a NCAA team? Why not use that to help build your own brand?
Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, sir. You're a great story. I think it's fascinating. Any other final thoughts here, Amir?
No, I appreciate you. For taking the time to do this, and boot up.
There you go. Awesome. Good stuff. Thanks, Amir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. You take care.
All right. You too. Good luck with the move. Hopefully you're getting settled in.
I'm already settled in. I'm ready to rock.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.